Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori and Maine interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Hi, Amy. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us what you've been up to.
Well, it's a little after Thanksgiving, so... Mm-hmm. I timely wrote a holiday book called Once Upon a December, which is out now. So that kept me out of trouble since the last time we spoke.
So talk to us about Once Upon a December, and what was the writing process of writing a Christmas novel or like a holiday novel? Probably not during holiday season.
Not during holiday season. I wrote the bulk of it in, I'm just trying to think, do math, in the spring, summer and fall of 21. I did do some editing during 21's holiday season. Mm-hmm. So that is, I must have watched about 50 Hallmark Christmas movies last year. And I feel like I'm an expert on them, and I can tell in the first 5 minutes if it's going to be a good one or not. Mm-hmm. So I'm very proud of that. That's an important skill set to have. So Once Upon a December is I consider it Brigadoon meets 50 First Dates. So you have a character who lives in a magical place, and in this case it's a holiday market called the Yule Market, and then you have another character who can't remember each time she's been to the Yule Market because it's part of the magic. So every time she goes, he kind of has to try and make a connection again, until the one year where she for the first time doesn't forget him. So that's kind of the gist of Once Upon a December.
I love this. And so what led you to start writing a holiday, you know, December, you know, book? Because there's it's a niche market. It's an ever growing niche, but it's a niche market. You know, it's not, yeah.
So there's two reasons. One is very practical, and the second one is I love Christmas books. Mm-hmm. And I love Christmas movies, and I love that during the Christmas time everyone seems, for the most part, maybe not when you're shopping, everyone seems a little happier and a little nicer, and they're just, it's a great time of year, especially at a Christmas market. Because a Christmas market isn't like going to the mall or going to Target where there's long lines. People are there to just take up the atmosphere and to smell the cinnamon and the mulled wine and baked goods in the air. I wanted to capture that on the page. The practical reason is the first idea that I had, because the Once Upon a December is the second book in a two-book deal. And the first idea that I submitted was rejected. And I had nothing. So I thought since most of my books normally come out in like April or May, June, if I wrote a holiday book, it would give me 6 more months to work on a book. So I'm like, this is a good time for a Christmas book.
I love
that's the practical reason.
I love the practical reason, but I have to tell you, there's something magical about November, December, like this period that we're talking right now. Mm-hmm. Is like, there's something to be said about like Christmas lights and like decorations. I live in New York, and my favorite time of the season to go to New York is November, December, because all the windows, the Rockefeller tree, like you can just see that people are nicer, just holiday markets you get to visit. And like, it's just like fun. It's like, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And I think people look for it, and it's getting touristy, but like there's, you know, usually Christmas Day, there's no tourists. It's like a great time to go. Yeah. Oh,
good tip.
So, but I love this. So, okay. Mm-hmm. So you watch plenty of Hallmark movies. So
I do.
Tell us about your rating, review, process, elimination, which ones are worthwhile, which ones are like, you know, skip it.
So it is, I actually write down I started writing down all the books and movies and TV shows I watched so I could remember. And then I have a little, like, my system is either like when I write down the book, if I like it or the show or whatever, I put a little heart next to it. So it's not very elaborate. I either really, really liked it, like I want to read it again or watch it again. So this year already for the Hallmark Channel, there was one. There's been some good ones. I will say that I think the newer ones, the more recent ones, are a little bit better. I think the scripts, they put more money into the production and they put more time and effort into the scripts. So they aren't quite as cheesy. And because they've become so popular, I think they're getting better actors. So I feel like they're just better. But there's one this year that's brand new called Ghosts of Christmas Always. And it's a twist on Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. It is really, really, really adorable. So I highly recommend that one. And there's a couple other ones. And Merry Measure was a really good one. That has, oh, Patty Murin. She played Elsa in Frozen on Broadway. So yeah, I have a whole system. That's my elaborate system. It's a heart or no hearts.
No hard. So did you watch
Yes.
the Lindsay Lohan movie, The
I
Christmas?
haven't yet. I
Okay, I
haven't.
watched it. It's cute. It's overboard, you know. But then she does sing Jingle Bell Rock, you know, just to give our mean girls, you know.
Oh, I love that.
It's cheesy. It's just like
That's the best.
it's a more expensive Hallmark movie. Like they
Yep.
did put more money in it, but it's just as cheesy, as fun, as like, you know, like suspend disbelief. I got amnesia. I got a help in a bed and bed and breakfast, you know. Like, what
Oh,
am
I
I
love
supposed to
them.
do? So.
I always love it when in the Hallmark movies they have writers who are getting away to write during the holidays,
Yeah.
which I get because you're not getting anything done at home. But it is really funny when they start, like, the editors are calling every day saying, "Where's the book?" I mean, maybe that happens for somebody, but I have never heard of an editor. I mean, I'm just very amused by how publishing is often portrayed in Hallmark Christmas movies.
Yes. Yes, or the big city girl who just leaves behind her whole life, or
Know. I
just did
know.
take her, or like just grumpy, like lumberjack, you know, whatever it is. It is an epidemic, you
It
know.
is. There, yeah, you'd think, where's I you'd think the big cities are empty by now because they are all now living in small towns.
Yeah.
It's been a reversal.
Yes, and I understand the plot. I understand like the beauty of it. Now that I live in a secondary market, like I understand
Oh
like
yeah.
there's a slow down pace, and there's like different responsibilities and different things. But at the same time, like in your 20s, you're like living in the big city. Why would you let that
I don't know.
go? You
I'm with you.
know? Yeah.
So I
So
live in a small town, so who am I,
yeah.
what am I talking about?
I know I left the big city after 14 years, so I should be like, okay, maybe it's okay, like, you know, like it happens, you know. I can look at my own life for that. All right, so let's chat some book recommendations. Do you have any books
Okay.
recommending?
I do, and they're all Christmassy. So the and I can't help myself. I have to hold them up, even though I know the people listening can't hear. So the first one is All I Want for Christmas by Maggie Knox. And I love this because it combines country music and reality TV shows and enemies to lovers. So these two, the two main characters, Sadie and Max, they're in a country music reality TV show and they have to get up and they do a duet together. And the chemistry on stage between the two of them is so incredible. The producers want them to pretend to start dating off screen, I mean, off stage as well, which is fine and they'll do it, but they hate each other. So it is a classic enemies to lovers situation, but it also really pulls at the heartstrings. So I really, this is a great one, All I Want for Christmas. And I just love the cover.
The cover
And
is
there's a
great.
dog on the cover, so that makes me
It is.
happy.
There's actually like a cute little Canadian town and stuff like that.
Yep,
And
Banff.
it's if you like The Voice, this is like the book,
Yeah.
like best perfect, like The Voice meets Nashville, you know. That would be
That's
the
a
best for
really,
sure.
really good way of describing it.
Yeah.
So the other one is The Holiday Switch. This was actually out last year by Tiff Marcello. I love this book. It's young adult. It's set in a small town where there was a famous holiday movie filmed. The main character, Lila, works in the gift shop at the hotel where the film was based. And she's kind of takes her great pride in kind of helping out a lot in the store. And then the boss's nephew starts helping out for the holidays. And he is a pain in her butt. And they're constantly butting heads. And then one day they accidentally swap phones. And they start finding out that there's a whole lot going on for each of them. And they both have secrets they're hiding from other people. It's got all your classic holiday things like hot chocolate and ice skating. And oh, it was just utterly delightful. I really like this one. And people who are like, oh, it's YA, I'm not going to read it. It's Hallmark. It's if you like a Hallmark movie, you're going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
Another one I have is Meet Me Under the Mistletoe. And this one is British, which I always like, by Jenny Bayliss. It is a woman who is a used bookstore owner. She is invited to a wedding at a castle with a former classmate from the very posh private school she attended. And she was like the poor kid at the rich school. So she's kind of always felt a little bit like an outcast. And when she's at this posh wedding, she bumps the head gardener of this castle, happens to be her childhood enemy. And he really is annoyed by all of these rich people who are around. And then now she's one of them. But the more time they spend, they realize there's chemistry. And then, you know, the stuff.
Magic happens.
Magic happens. And then the last one is A Very Merry Bromance by Lissa K. Adams. For those people who like something a little bit more spicy, this will fit the bill. I love Lissa K. Adams' romance series. The idea of a book club of men who read romance so they're better at their relationships is just incredible. And every man should do this.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular one is another enemies to lovers. I have like three of them. No, all of my books are enemies to lovers.
Yeah. I was going to say,
like, I have a type.
This is perfect for those who are looking for enemies to lovers meets holiday meets a little bit of like magical, you know, time when you hate your enemy. This is for you.
Yes. And this one also has a country singer in it. So that's a sort of another sub theme going on. So the main characters, Gretchen and Colton, have this really steamy one night stand. The woman completely ghosts the guy, which I love that sort of flip flop on often expectations. But then she needs him to help her with something. I'm being very vague on purpose. And he agrees to help her, but she has to go on three dates with him. So it's also a little bit of a play on the Dickens Three Ghosts of Christmas Past kind of or Ghosts of Christmas Past, which I kind of dig. I like it when people have little nods to the holiday classics. But I just love Lissa K. Adams. And this cover, people can't see it. It's a beautiful cover.
It's a beautiful festive cover.
It is very festive. So yeah, those are some of my favorites that I've really enjoyed.
Those are awesome. If you haven't read Janie Bayliss' debut novel, 12 Dates Before Christmas.
I haven't read that one yet.
It's a really fun one. Okay. It's like, it's all about like, you know, like different dates and stuff like that to get out of the house. But a Christmas theme. So...
I love that.
It's British rom-com, but it's like...
I love the British rom-coms.
Yes.
My favorites.
So, Amy, tell us where you can find you online.
So, you can find me online. There's obviously my website, which is amyereichert.com. And I have a newsletter there you can sign up for. I try to put it out once a month, though I miss November. So, I'm sorry, everybody. I will try and put out a Christmas one, especially like I like to share my the Hallmark movies that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And my newsletter is like usually a recipe and some things that I've liked and some products that I like. It's not just, hey, this is what I have going on, buy my stuff. There's other extra fun things. And then as far as social media, I don't do Twitter much. I don't do Facebook much. Any posts I have there are done like automatically, are fed through my things. But so if you want to find me and you want to interact with me, try Instagram at A.E. Reichert. That's where you'll find me playing around. And I do stalk around on TikTok, but I don't post things.
It's okay. I think TikTok is just, it's just,
I just look at dog videos.
Dog videos. And like, I have like my FYP is just, it's full of different things. And I'm like corporate and, you know, work from home. And then, you know, and then I watch them on an Instagram while they're age just well. Like, I know they're viral enough that I watch them like 2 weeks later. I'm like, oh, this
Yeah, that's usually when I see the big ones is when they get
Yeah.
ported over to Instagram.
Yeah.
Because my TikTok feed is so curated to my weird little niche of dogs and books. That's it.
Yeah. I love this. Thank you, Amy, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Laura. You have a wonderful holiday.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.